In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In today's short gospel passage, Jesus is telling his disciples that the answers to the questions they have of him are too much for them to bear at present, and they will need to trust the Holy Spirit will guide them. They want answers to questions that puzzle them, and he tells them in essence, in all in good time. We are constantly looking for answers to questions, often that have no answers at all. In this gospel, Jesus is near the end of his time on earth, and his followers are getting more and more anxious. What's going to happen to us when you leave? How will we continue on? What do you want us to do? His answer for them is, I can't tell you all that now. But in time, the Holy Spirit will reveal the truth to you. You will know what to do when the time comes. So in the meantime, just remember the things I taught you when we were together. Have faith and trust, and you'll be okay. I think one of the hardest parts of being a pastor is not to be able to give people detailed answers to their questions. People have hard questions. Why did this happen? How can I believe? What should I do? What is going to happen now? When people are searching for truths and reasons and answers, it's very hard not to be able to give them the answers they want. Jesus does not tell the disciples, if you follow me, you will have all the answers you need. Instead, Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says, you shall never be hungry, nor shall you thirst. These promises from Jesus are answers. They are answers that remind us to rely on our faith, even in, or especially in, the times of hardship in our life. When I meet with families who have lost a loved one, especially a loved one whose death is quick or unexpected, there is a familiar pattern to the conversation. This is especially true in the death of a young person. The survivors tell me they keep looking for answers to the questions of why did this happen? And even more troublesome is the persistent question, what could I have done differently to have avoided this terrible situation? Their minds keep playing the tape of the series of events leading up to the tragedy that invade their thoughts constantly as if on a taped loop. I do my best to assure them that this is the normal part of your brain to keep searching for these answers to questions that quite honestly have no answers. When we face serious trauma, we ruminate. Our brains keep playing the situation over and over, looking for an answer. It's a built-in defense system in which our minds keep searching for an answer to make sense of situations that make no logical sense. Think of what happened to us on 9/11. Most of us found ourselves glued to our televisions. We kept watching the planes fly into the towers and collapse. We watched it over and over again, as if our minds were looking for a different answer or outcome. I kept looking out my third floor window in Washington, D.C. at the smoke ascending from the Pentagon in total disbelief. It was hard to take in with what our eyes were showing us had happened, yet our minds kept seeking a logical answer over and over again, as if something different will happen, as if the towers will stand this time or the smoke will go away. The worst example of this kind of situation I've ever had to encounter was at my former church. A 14-year-old boy died as a result of a head trauma due to a terrible skateboarding accident. His brain was so badly injured, he had to be taken off life support at Children's Hospital. It was, for me, the hardest thing I've ever had to witness as a priest and a pastor, being with that family in that room. To this day, the boy's mother cannot stop playing the tapes over and over in her head. She stopped coming to church altogether and is angry with God, who is not giving her the answers to end her nightmare. She has not found answers to the questions that keep playing over and over in her mind. And just this week, the family now learned that her son's dog has cancer and will not make it much longer, bringing up the loss of her son and all those questions into focus over again and again. Sometimes the only answer to these questions is to have no answer but faith instead. Jesus told the disciples he was going to prepare a place for them, and they will come to him and be with him. Thomas still had questions. "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus responds not by telling him where he is going, but by saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus wants Thomas to have faith in the promises he has made to him. Jesus wants us to rely on the faith that is within us to lead us to his way, his truth, and his life. One of God's greatest gifts given to those who ask questions is not always answers, but answers coming as faith. Today is Trinity Sunday, a time when we are invited to reflect on the mystery of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three persons. To try to explain this mystery is well past my pay grade and is one of the greatest mysteries of our faith. Saint Augustine, who struggled mightily with this question, was walking along a beach one day, puzzling over the doctrine of the Trinity, when he came across a little child who was running back and forth with a bucket, pouring water from the ocean into a hole he had dug in the sand. Augustine asked the boy, "What are you doing?" The boy replied, "I'm trying to put the ocean in that hole." Augustine abruptly realized that he had been trying to put an infinite God into his finite mind. An ocean into a hole. He was searching for answers instead of searching for faith and trusting. Jesus was trying to teach the disciples that even though they did not have all the answers, their faith and the Holy Spirit would guide them. Yes, they would face challenges and triumphs. They would have heartaches and successes. And it would be their faith that would guide them in the present and into an unknown future. We cannot always bear to know the answers about the future, but Jesus' promise to us is, God will help us bear what we need to face when the time comes. The future will test us in ways that none of us can anticipate, but God's work will be as present for us now as it was for those early disciples. Part of Jesus' promise to his disciples was that the Holy Spirit would continue to teach them and guide them in the changing circumstances of their lives. Jesus' words are not trapped in the past, but they are living words to the disciples of all times and in all places. God still leads those who seek the way, the truth, and the life toward lives of faith. And faith will keep us to live with the questions today and in the days to come.